Hello and welcome to another episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast with your host, Laura Sanzo. Everyone's perception of the world is different based on their model of the world, and her goal is to celebrate that by building the most inclusive self-development podcast. Laura and her guests share their stories and share invaluable strategies from the world of science, spirituality, business, health, personal relationships, and everything in between. We cover it all. Get inspired, learn to welcome adversity, understand that failure is only feedback, and get ready to hear discussion on some of the most important issues facing us today. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to this episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast. In this episode, we are looking at the world through the eyes of Jane Wilson. Jane has taught over 10,000 people to feel strong, sexy, and confident through pole dancing, and is the author of The Up to No Good Club, Defining Your Life with Strength and Swagger. Jane has spent over a decade teaching pole, fitness, heels, and chair dancing classes while encouraging women to flip their hat, bang their heels, and love their curves. And she's also a two-time Canadian Pole Fitness Masters Champion, has been featured in Canadian Living and on City Line. And for any Canadians, you know that's a big deal. So welcome, Jane.
Oh, thank you, Laura, for welcoming to your show. And hello, everybody.
I'm so excited to talk. This is, you know, we've talked a couple of times before. And it's funny, I think when people look at pole dancing, they have, you know, it's like hypnosis almost. Everybody has like preconceived motions of what they've seen in entertainment purposes and that kind of thing. So before we get into the book, can you just tell us a little bit about your story and how pole came into your life?
Well, I was one of those people that had that preconceived ideas about pole and really bought into the stigma around pole. I was taught to be, you know, you have to be a good girl, you follow the rules, don't color outside of the lines, make sure that you always do everything right, wear the appropriate clothes, and make sure you don't gather any unwanted attention. So I was an early childhood educator and was thinking that that was going to be my path. And when I was on my leave of absence, I wasn't feeling very good about myself. I didn't realize at the time, but I just was hiding from the world. I was wearing a lot of layers. I was very busy in mommy land. And that's very true for women who have the children. And my kids were very young at the time. So this is your life. You're taking care of your babies and making sure that the family and the household is doing what it needs to do. So there's a lot of responsibilities. The responsibilities were weighing. I was early 30s.
Okay.
Yes. Early 30s. Yes. In my head, thinking about when my children were born, early 30s.
Okay.
They're teenagers now. So, and I mentioned to my friend that I wasn't feeling very good. I wanted to try something different. Now, I was thinking, let's join a book club or let's go do jazzercise. And her response was, hey, let's go take a pole dancing lesson. And I always will own my response to this. I always own it because I think it's important to share that I was so judgmental about it. I was like, how dare you? How dare you offer this suggestion to me? Like, what do you think? Like, who do you think you are? Like, I was very strong response against it.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, look, it's just an hour of your life. I'll pay for it. And let's just go have some fun. Like, keep an open mind. So I went to the class and I showed up with, you know, a baggy sweatshirt, baggy sweatpants, you know, big, my running shoes, because I didn't know what to expect. But even more so with the judgmental side of looking at the instructor and thinking, who do you think you are trying to tell me that is okay to be sexy? And very put off. However, the moment the music started and the instructor said to me, just move your hips. And I have not moved my hips in years. And I swayed my hip to one side and I swayed my hip to the other side. And all of a sudden, this little voice inside of me went, oh, I like this. And I just leaned more into that. I put aside, you know, put the judgment aside and leaned more into, I like this. And soon I started signing up for class after class after class. I wasn't strong when I started. I didn't have any strength. I had no flexibility. However, I started to feel curves that I haven't felt in a long time and biceps that I never had. And I started to change how I started to see myself. It was okay to wear like a V shirt that showed a little bit of cleavage. that was okay. Like just start, so I started to blossom and change and grow. At the end of my leave of absence, my husband said to me, you love this so much. You just can't, you know, you're obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Why don't you open up your own studio and let's see and share your love of pole. And that's how it all began, 2008. And I never looked back and I opened my own studio. And since then I've taught over 10,000 people to feel strong, sexy, and confident.
I love that. Where do you think that preconceived notion comes for women that they feel that they can be sexy? And then I think sometimes in society, there's that fine line because if a woman is being too sexy, maybe they're being, you know, they're seeking attention.
Yeah. Oh yes. And it's on both sides. Women do it to other women.
Yeah.
And men do it to women as well. So we end up taking our image and changing it so we don't get attention because we've been taught as children to make sure that you don't get the wrong attention.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember when I was a young child, I was on the lawn with my friends and my mom and her friends were sitting behind us. It was like, we're all having a lemonade on the lawn. And a woman walked by and she was wearing short shorts and a revealing top. And the women behind me, the mothers behind me, after she walked by, snickered and called her a slut under their breath. And I remember looking at that going, oh, I would never want someone to call me that. And it left such an imprint in my mind. I was like, I never want to have other women or other people judging me. So definitely that those childhood messages.
I think we're all guilty of it too, even subconsciously. I think we've been guilty of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's just kind of becoming more aware and making sure that we're not shaming other people and shaming other women for wanting to wear more revealing clothes.
And I don't even think it's the attention piece of it. I think it's just, I know I'm feeling this in my 40s. Like you just want to have your identity back. I know you talked about like, you know, especially mothers, we get lost in the identity of being a mom and a partner and such. And yeah. It's just about feeling good and feeling comfortable in your own skin.
Absolutely. And even not even like just the motherhood part, but especially with what we are experiencing right now with the pandemic, we have become a lot more isolated and restricted and constricted.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of women and who are wanting to bust out because we've been having to pull back for so long for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm encouraging women to start to dip a toe out of their isolation, dip a toe out of the restrictions, dip a toe away from constricting yourself and start to have fun again.
Yeah. It's funny that this is coming up because I've been feeling that a lot recently. So tell us about the book, The Up to No Good Club, Defining Your Life with Strength and Swagger. And what is swagger? I love that word. It's so old.
I love the word swagger. Swagger. Like I love how it sounds, swagger. The original title was going to be The Up to No Good Club, Defining Your Life with Strength and Sexiness. And the word sexy will either lean in or push away. So we had to sit back and think of the best way to help women lean in. And I've learned that when you change the word sexy to something that sounds similar to it, because sexy is feeling confident. Sexy is being comfortable in your skin. Sexy is knowing who you are. Well, the words bold, daring, and swagger have the same meaning. So when we created the title, we ended up switching it to swagger. For one, I love how it sounds, but it's a little bit more like open and it kind of pulls somebody in versus being in your face. I chose not to be so in your face. So the cover's pretty in your face, but the title I chose to be a little bit more, come on in, the water's fine, come have some fun approach.
And I love that because I feel like in society, like even, you know, in the 21st century, there's still that stigma again about like talking about sex and like feeling sexy. And, you know, even if it's not related to sex, but even just with ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the purpose of the book, what I ended up doing is I ended up because I realized that I had been witness to so many transformations and many people changing their lives and to embrace feeling sexy in their lives. So I started gathering up stories of how people have gone about the steps that they've taken. And that's how the Up to No Good Club was created. It was a gathering of stories of people who've transformed their lives, who may have gone through divorce, separation, major grief, change of identity, and how do they come from this situation to blossoming into the next phase, to feeling confident and bold and daring. So gathered up their stories. My story is involved as well, because I've had a lot of mischief and mayhem being in the pole dancing community. And that was the book was created.
Anything you're willing to share? Sounds juicy.
I would say one of my favorite stories is when I performed in the Toronto burlesque scene. Mm-hmm. So I spent 5 years performing in shows throughout Toronto. So Toronto has got a wonderful burlesque scene, and I was very much attracted to it. And they welcomed me in as a pole performer. And my favorite moment was when I performed in Dita Von Teese's show. Okay, Dita Von Teese is known as the queen of burlesque.
Okay.
She helped bring back the revival of burlesque. If you Google her, Dita Von Teese, and you see her, you'd be like, oh, I know who that is. She is amazing. Absolutely gorgeous and outstanding. So she had come to Toronto in 2016, first time in Toronto, and she was doing a show. And I was lucky enough to know the producer. And I reached out and I said, hey, are you looking for a pole performer? And because I have an excellent reputation of being an easy behind the scenes performer, great to work with, I was welcome to come and perform. Mm-hmm. And she taught me her humbleness and kindness. Like, she has every reason to be a diva. She's the queen of burlesque. And I ended up bumping into her in the theater. It was just her and I. I had arrived early and she was early as well. And I was so nervous, because this was a big deal. Tickets were sold out. Over 1,000 tickets had been sold. It was going to be wall to wall with people. And I was very nervous. And she said to me, the audience wants you to do well. They want you to succeed. They want to share their love. They want to cheer you on. They don't want you to fail. They want only the best for you. So lean into that feeling to know that the audience is wanting for you to succeed. And it ended up being one of my best performances ever, because those words, the audience wants you to do well, rang in my mind. And it was Dita Von Teese.
I was going to say, it could have went like the opposite way, where she kind of snubbed you and didn't even like acknowledge your presence.
Oh no, she's a diva. Like, and she has like, you know, it's Dita Von Teese. And if she didn't acknowledge my presence and just walked right past me, I'd be like, oh, it's the queen.
Yeah.
However, I was like a 2 minute conversation, but it's amazing how those 2 minutes have really stuck with me.
I want to go back to the book for a second and these transformations. We talked a little bit about yours, how you went from being an early educator and kind of lost in that identity of momhood. I feel like people are going to listen to this and be like, well, how can people have such incredible transformations? Because it's a pole. You know what I mean? And it's mm-hmm. pole dancing. And again, those, you know, preconceived notions. So if anything that you're open to sharing in terms of from the book, well, it's in the book, so I guess they're out there for people to hear. But just even just one transformation that where people could be like, wow.
Well, it's really about breaking rules, your self rules, and stepping out of your comfort zone. It's the theme of the book. Break your own rules, step out of your comfort zone. Try something different. Mm-hmm. For example, I have a very good friend. Her name is Jackie, and she was intrigued by boudoir photo shoots. She was intrigued by boudoir photography. However, in her marriage, she and her husband had this relationship where he would say to her, you're cute, but you're not sexy. And it kind of stuck with her. I'm cute. Yeah. And when the relationship came to an end and she was going through the grieving process of it all, this thought of her mind was like, I really want to do a photo shoot. I'm intrigued by boudoir photography. So she dipped the toe and had her very first shoot. And she was very like, tight. What I mean by tight is like the shoulders were up close to her body and uncomfortable. However, when she saw her photos, she saw a side of her that she had never seen before. There was a look in her eye, and she liked how she was starting to see herself. So that was her first shoot. Even though she felt uncomfortable and awkward, there's a part of her that went, okay, I do like this. So then she started to explore more with her sexuality, started to play with different genders. So she's becoming more fluid with her sexuality. And then she had a second photo shoot. And the second photo shoot, she felt more free. It was a totally different scene. She had more fun with it. She felt more free. Then a little bit more time went past. had a little bit more fun and creating more relationships. So she was, saw herself as more fluid with her sexuality. Then her third photo shoot, she told me, she goes, I had the most insane photo shoot. I felt the freest I have ever felt. However, when I saw the photos, I instantly saw that my stomach hung over my clothes, my panties. And she goes, and at first it took me back, but then I remembered how much I enjoyed the photo shoot and realized that this is my body and I love my body. This body has given birth to babies. This body has enjoyed life. I've enjoyed my food. I've enjoyed my wine. I've enjoyed my life.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to celebrate that this is me with the little tummy hanging over the panties. This is me. And she said, and that's my favorite photo shoot because now I finally got to the feeling of complete self-acceptance.
And can you imagine if everybody had that same self-acceptance, it would just be a different world.
Absolutely. So her first photo shoot, she was awkward and uncomfortable. However, was intrigued. Her last photo shoot, completely free and accepting of her body, of herself.
Working with women and speaking with women for the book and such. Is there anything that you can think of in terms of tips for women where they can start feeling like this today? It doesn't have to necessarily be like doing a shoot or even like taking a pole dance, but even just something small today that they can start.
I always say, if you see something, an activity, or if your friend posts something that they're doing and you look at it and go, oh, that's interesting. That's the sign that that's something that you should go dive into. Dip a toe, check it out. Don't second guess yourself. So the moment you say, oh, that's intriguing, go for it. Go check it out. Again, exactly what my friend said. It's just an hour of your life.
And look how cheap you are.
Yeah. And just go explore. And be willing to explore. We need to have more fun and more play. So create more time in your life. Start saying no to things that are draining you and sucking you dry. Start saying no to that. And start saying yes to going to have fun. Go and play. Go and explore.
And like, this is obviously women of all ages are going to listen to this, but I think it's just because something I'm relating to right now that I feel this is so, such a powerful message, especially for women in this later seasons of their lives, like their 40s and their 50s and their 60s. Cause I think at a certain point we're like, you know, that was for my 20s, that was for my 30s. And these really can be the best years of your life.
Oh, absolutely. The best years are always ahead of you. They're always ahead of you, the best years. I have a client, she is 70. She just turned 70. I think she's 70, 71. She's been polling with me for 3 years. So she started later in her 60s. And was intrigued by it and was like, I'm just going to go sign up for one class. I'm going to go play on the pole for one class and see how it feels. She's been with me for 3 years and she trains with me twice a week.
I love that.
And just loving it.
Talk to us for quickly about the actual fitness piece of it. Cause you know what I mean? Like there's that coming out of your comfort zone and that piece of it. And then anybody that has seen, like Jennifer Lopez comes to mind in terms of the training, she's in great shape, but the training that she had to do, you know what I mean? I think people underestimate the physical strength that you get.
I know when you see it on Instagram and YouTube, it looks so effortless and you're like, that's like, looks so easy. And then when you try, you're like, my goodness, it's hard. When you practice, when you start something new, you're always going to suck. Just so you have to, I always say, embrace the suckage. Mm-hmm. Embrace being a beginner and put the ego aside. And the more you practice, the more you train, you create repetition and it gets easier each time. So when you sit like with Jennifer Lopez, my friend trained Jennifer Lopez for the movie. And she said, she goes, Jennifer Lopez was so on point with her training because she understood the game. The game is repetition, showing up for your training and keep trying. And that's just so embrace being a beginner and have fun with it. Make it a game and have fun.
That's all in your classes. How do you balance like the fun piece of it and then the fitness piece of it?
So it goes hand in hand. So it's all interchanged because when you are climbing a pole, you are using every piece of your body, all your muscles. When you are going upside down, you are using every piece of your body. When you are doing spins and creating shapes and moving around the pole, it is fitness. It's physical work. So it kind of goes into play and you're having fun. And at the end of the class, you're like, oh my God, I had such a great time. And I worked out. So it's all interchanged. It's connected.
And which I think is so important, because I think a lot of people, the reason why they don't work out is they're just not having fun doing it.
Not having fun. Yeah. I'm sorry, but treadmills are not fun.
Exactly. This is going to air relatively, we're still very much early in the year, still in February, still lots of the year left. What would be something you would say to everyone that's going to listen to this about stepping out of their comfort zone this year and really, you know, making it their year, their yes year, their year of confidence and fun and sexiness?
Absolutely. Be selfish. Be selfish.
You said that.
Yeah. Like, let's be honest, we've gone through quite a bit for the past couple of years. And it's okay to say, I'm taking stuff off my plate and I'm putting me onto my plate. So, and I shouldn't say be selfish, just go have some fun and start looking at your everything that you are responsible for and truly ask yourself, is this something that I need to be focusing on or not? Delegate or take it off your plate. Make it your time. Declare it. Make it your time.
Jane, I feel like you're speaking right to me when you're saying this, because I'm turning 43 tomorrow and I keep saying to myself,
happy birthday.
I keep saying to myself, this is going to be the year of the me. You know, with Chinese New Year, they have the year of whatever animal is. And I feel like this is going to be like the year of the me. So I love it. It's like everything you're saying is just like everything I've been saying to myself this week or so.
Oh yeah. Like, it's like, I've definitely like, I'm living my truth right now with it, because I've taken stuff off of my plate. I've looked at my calendar and was like, nope, this no longer rings true for me. Mm. It may have been in the past, but no longer rings true for me now. So we're just going to say goodbye to this and open up my life for something different and new.
And I love that. And it gives women an opportunity to really lean into their intuition and do what feels right.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just to go back to the transformations and such quickly, for any women that's going to listen to this and they're just feeling kind of stagnant, I don't like to say stuff, but kind of stagnant in their life, you know, they're going to really resonate with the stories and your own story. What would be your piece of advice to them how to really get moving?
So to get moving is you have to get moving. So a lot of times we get stuck in being stuck.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that, it's like, oh, I feel so stuck. And every day we say to ourselves, oh, I feel so stuck. I feel so stuck. So then we get kind of stuck in that loop of I'm feeling so stuck. The only way out of that loop is activity and like putting your feet down and getting and moving forward. So you have to shake up that loop. You have to break it up and go and try something different. Just a little bit. Yeah.
And, you know, selfish may be like a strong word. People may not be used to like hearing it, but I love that you use that word, because I think for a lot of women, it's guilt that kind of holds them back. Guilt that, you know, they're leaving that initial identity or that initial role. So I hope people are going to listen to this, and I hope they really get inspired to do for themselves this year.
Absolutely. Lean into the idea of somebody looking at you thinking, who does she think she is? Who does she's somebody who's breaking her rules, putting the guilt aside and going to have some fun. Who she is.
Love that. The word of the year, fun.
Yes. Oh yes. And we deserve it. We deserve it.
I agree. Is there anything that is coming to mind in the sense of something that you're feeling called to share that maybe perhaps we haven't talked about, that you really want to get that message across to all the incredible listeners that are going to be listening to this?
Well, I know at this time that we're living right now, we are being told to stay home, get indoors, stay away from people, so that to pull ourselves back. I'm encouraging you to start dipping your toe out of your home. Find, like, for example, there is a group of ladies who every Thursday night, we come together and dance on our chairs.
I love that.
And we've been doing this every Thursday night throughout the pandemic because it feels good. And so this is our group that we've created. And it happened because we wanted to start dipping our toes out of our homes. So we created a safe space for ourselves to have fun together. So if that is the way that you can do it, contact a couple of friends, whatever you're comfortable with, and start playing together.
Love that.
And that is how a lot of people have started to come out of their world, their isolation, and start to play again.
I love that. That human interaction is just, it needs to get, I think, resurfaced.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's okay to start seeing people and having fun.
Where can people find the book and where can people find you and more about your classes?
So I'm an Instagram gal. I love the gram. So the Jane Wilson on Instagram. is the best way to connect with me. You can also, if you're curious about pole dancing, you can check out Beginner Pole Dancing on Instagram. Definitely DM me if you've connected with me from the podcast. Would love to hear. Also, you can find me at janewilson.com, and the book, Be Up to No Good Club, Defining Your Life with Strength and Swagger, is available on Amazon. Actually, anywhere in Amazon. So,
are you thinking about doing a follow-up book?
I am already working on a follow-up book, 101 Ways to Feel Up to No Good. And the reason why we call it Up to No Good is when you hear the phrase, oh, that person's up to no good, that's somebody who's having a good time. That's somebody who doesn't care what other people think and is breaking their rules and doing it for themselves. So that's why it's called the Up to No Good Club.
And I think sometimes it comes with age, that kind of confidence and that kind of maturity. Absolutely. So if we can inspire girls in their 20s and their 30s to start doing this now, hey,
the earlier, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So when I was home with my kids and I would have my pole dancing classes, they were young. Matthew was 4, Brendan was 18 months is when I first started. So I created a system so that I can go and play on the poles.
Yeah.
So I had my husband would obviously take care of the kids. And when he couldn't, I'd have a neighbor come over. Like, I found a way to make it work because I realized this is for me and I needed it. So I had to put purpose and intention behind it in order to make it work.
It's always such a pleasure talking to you. I know that we're going to inspire so many women to live their yes life and their life of fun this year, which is exciting in itself.
Absolutely. Go for it. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Thank you very much.
We hope you've enjoyed that episode of the Laura Sanso podcast. Thank you to our guests. To stay connected to host Laura Sanso, follow her at I Am Laura Sanso or at the Laura Sanso podcast on Instagram. To learn more about Laura, go to www.laurasanso.com.